Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I mean, this game's flying, first of all.
Like, it is absolutely moving.
It's going to be over in like 30 minutes.
That's because like the Guardians have not really had any offense to speak of throughout the entire thing. And I think that's what everybody's worry was going into this game, was if you can't get after Scooble, he's going to just dominate you. And that's exactly what's happened. So hopefully they decide to go with somebody out of their bullpen in the eighth inning. And even if they don't, then you got to try to get Scooble out of there, because if you want any chance of winning this game, you've got to put some runs on the board. As the Guards sit down 2-1 right now, you just have to score. Like, Gavin Williams has been awesome. There have been a couple errors along the way that gave Detroit the two runs, but you've got to find a way to manufacture anything offensively.
Yeah, this is what Guardians fans were certainly afraid of, like that other shoe dropping where they've gotten to Scooble the last couple times, and can he sort of bounce back? And so far, he's been really, really good for the Tigers, unfortunately. But we'll keep watching it for you. We'll talk about it coming up. We were just talking Browns before Quick Hits and the idea of a quarterback change and what it means and whether or not they should pull the trigger on it. And I thought it was interesting. Via Get Up, I believe this was actually yesterday, from Rex Ryan on ESPN, he actually made the case for the Browns starting a different rookie quarterback, but I don't really know that he was actually like supporting Shedeur Sanders here. Let's hear what he had to say.
Stefanski is one of an outstanding coach, all right? But why the hell isn't he putting Shedeur Sanders? We're all waiting to see the Shedeur Sanders be the guy, or Gabriel, whatever. Something's missing. Something's missing with this kid. This kid talks. He runs his mouth like I could be a starting quarterback with his arms crossed like this. Get your ass in the front row and study and do all that. If I know, the whole league knows. Quit being an embarrassment that way. You got the talent to be the quarterback. You should be. You should be embarrassed that you're not the quarterback now.
Interesting comments, obviously, from Rex Ryan. And I do think, by the way, again, audio courtesy of ESPN, I do think there's like Rex is connected. He's a former NFL coach. Like, I know he knows people. I also covered Rex Ryan for a couple years when I was in Buffalo or working in like Western New York. And I also know that he tends to talk out of his ass. So, and that's part of the reason why he had a guaranteed job for him at ESPN when he was fired by the Bills. So I don't know that I fully believe that he like knows everything going on in the building with Shedeur Sanders necessarily, but he made it seem that way. And I'm sure there are plenty of people out there who believe that this, what he's saying to be true, because that's the exact sort of narrative around Shedeur that is reportedly why he got drafted in the fifth round and wasn't a day two pick at the very least, because they don't think his attitude is very good. But what's interesting is when you talk to Shedeur, when you hear the Browns talk about Shedeur, all you sort of see is a guy who's out there, you know, during training camp. He was out there early on the field. He was out there late after practice. He talks about how, like, all the things he's learned, how, yes, he would prefer to be starting, but that, you know, what he's doing right now, he's learned a lot from, and he's continuing to show up every day, and, like, God, you know, he's leaving it in God's hands, whatever the situation's going to be. So I see a guy that seems to be doing things all the right way, but Rex is implying something very different, and it's almost like this question of, is Shedeur to blame for not being ahead of Dylan Gabriel on the depth chart? Is he to blame for not being as ready as he said last week he thinks he is to potentially be a starting quarterback in this league?
The whole quote was so strange. Like, the whole, like, if I know, the whole league knows, like, did somebody inside Berea give that to Rex Ryan? That's what I really want to know. And I know that I'll never get that answer, But are they already setting us up for this is a quarterback that we just don't like and a quarterback that we probably never really even wanted to draft, and it came the fifth round and we had a sixth and a seventh round pick that we wanted to get rid of so we could get some UDFAs, and we figured let's just sell some jerseys and bring Shedeur Sanders in here? Because that's kind of what it feels like to me, man. And it feels kind of strange because I'm with you, Spencer. Like, I haven't seen anything negative about Shedeur Sanders since he arrived in Cleveland outside of two speeding tickets. Yeah. So if Rex Ryan is upset about the fact that Shedeur Sanders said that he believes that he's ready to play, what do you want him to say? That he's not ready to? No, I'm actually good. I hope they put Dylan Gabriel out there, and I hope that it's not until next year until I get my start. Like, what? How weird would that come across? And then the other piece of the entire thing, like not sitting in the front of the class in meeting rooms. Like, I saw all these videos, and obviously, like, the Colorado Buffalo people are nuts. I know that's been covered at length, but like, they've got all of these videos of, like, there's plenty of proof that Shedeur sits in the front of the room in meetings. So, like, I don't think he's a bad actor behind the scenes by any stretch.
Yeah.
I don't know where all this came from. Like, this felt so like nasty and mean spirited because the kid said he wanted to play. Like that's what got you that worked up.
You're right about.
Hey Rex, guess what? Like, there probably every backup quarterback that you ever had on any of your rosters, those guys probably all wanted to play.
Yeah, I think you're right about the weirdness of this from Rex and like where it's coming from. It almost just feels like he was riding the exhausted narratives out there about Shedeur that we knew already, like the pre-draft stuff. And the fact that recently we had the report, obviously before the Ravens game, about him, you know, telling Baltimore not to draft him, which, by the way, Dion basically confirmed that that was true when he was on the New Heights podcast. I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago. And so like there, it seems like some of these things, like, it just seems like he's leaning into those Rexes and perpetuating it as like, well, clearly he did all these other things, so he's clearly not working that hard out in Cleveland. But you're right. Like, all we've seen since he's been here is a guy who's trying to work hard. I also, like, it just doesn't add up for me. Like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Shedeur said, and Dion also said, that Shedeur told him not to show up to practice and come watch him in Cleveland because he's not where he wants to be yet.
Right.
Like, stuff like that. Does that really strike me as someone who is not working to, like, if that's what he's telling his dad, like, nah, man, like, don't show up because I'm not where I need to be yet. And, like, I don't want you to see me just, like, getting third string reps. I want you to see me when I'm starting. That doesn't sound like somebody who's just like lollygagging and like not showing up in the building. I it doesn't add up for me, which is why I'm gonna be honest, man. Like, I don't necessarily watch Get Up all that much anyway. But obviously, when somebody on that space is saying these things, like, we're gonna talk about it, of course. But of all the people on that show, Rex is the one that I probably zone out the most if I ever have it on. Because, like I said, I'm just accustomed to believing that Rex Ryan, of all people, is just talking out of his ass.
I just don't understand. Like he came into that take with both fists up. Yes. Like, he was so mad about
it.
He
was very hurt.
And it's like,
somehow.
Why? Why? Like, Shedeur wants to get a start. Guess what? So do half of Browns fans. Like, if you polled 100 people on the streets of Cleveland who should start at quarterback for the Browns, there are a lot of people that would tell you Shedeur over Dylan Gabriel. And obviously it's not going to shake that way because of the way that the depth chart is and because of the way that the NFL draft went down, really because of what happened in that Rams game to Shedeur Sanders. But people want to see him. So it just felt very strange that Rex Ryan took it upon himself to be like the wet blanket of the day yesterday and to just throw cold water all over that thing, because I really don't think Shador's done anything wrong through all of the interviews that he's been, you know, subjected to, through the stuff with his dad going on New Heights. Like, remember one of the big pre-draft red flags of the people here locally and nationally that didn't want Shador in Cleveland was because, okay, buckle up the band, because here comes the Shador Sanders drama. It's going to be the Shador Sanders show. That's been the least of the Browns' concerns thus far. Like, if anything, shoot, start up the drama a little bit. Maybe talk a little bit more and pressure the Browns into putting you on the field, because the product that they roll out there every Sunday certainly ain't working.
Yeah, I just don't know. Like, for somebody who talked out of turn a lot as a coach, I mean, I was in that media room when this was the year that Tom Brady was suspended for the first game, the first four games of the season after Deflategate or whatever. And the Bills played the Patriots the fourth game of that timeline. And it was Jacoby Brissett was going to be the starter. But Rex Ryan, they used to do conference calls with the opposing coach back then. Like, you'd have it on the phone in the room. We'd, like, talk to him, whatever. And like, a couple of players. And I remember Julian Edelman was, like, on the conference call. And Rex Ryan walks in. And he makes up a name. And he's like, hey, this is Walt something from the Buffalo News. Julian, you getting any reps at quarterback this week? Because he was trying to, like, figure out if he was going to be, like, used in the game plan. And I think Julian Edelman kind of understood it was Rex. Like, I think he could pick it up in his voice or whatever. And he kind of gave, like, a BS answer, as Patriots players always did under Bill Belichick. But it's still, like, those are the things. When I hear Rex Ryan speak, those are the things I think about. And I know it was all in good fun in that moment, but I'm just like, this guy was a rodeo clown as a coach. He's just being an even bigger rodeo clown on a television platform that's looking for ratings, and that's what, you know, they've leaned into that even more now with, like, certain things they've cut over the years. Like, I just don't give a lot of credence to what he says, even understanding that he's connected, even understanding that he's a former coach. So it just felt very personal for Rex Ryan. I don't know what he wants Shador Sanders to say. And I know the thing people have thrown back in my face recently when I talked about this last week was, well, why are they even talking to a third-string quarterback? If this was any other team, they wouldn't be And I'm like, I think you're right, first of all. If you did talk to a third-string quarterback, he'd probably say, yeah, I want to start, but right now this is where I'm at, right?
Right.
Like, I think I can be better than certain guys. I'm sure most quarterbacks, even if they don't say it, they probably feel that way. But at the same time, I think we can all agree that Shador isn't your typical third-string quarterback. And that's very fair. I understand maybe people didn't want to invite that into the locker room for that reason, but, like, I have no problem with him being confident in himself. And if anybody did have a problem with that, and if Rex Ryan had a problem with that, and that's what sparked these comments, because he's just regurgitating the same talking points on why Shador needs to stop talking and focus on football. To me, he has focused on football. So I just don't know where this is coming from. I think you're spot on with this. Like, it just felt like it was a personal thing for Rex Ryan.
Yeah, it was strange.
And it was weird that he started the whole thing with, like, we've all been waiting to see him. Why won't he play him? He's like, why don't you get your ass in the front row? I'm like, so do you want to see him? Do you not want to see him? I don't understand what you're rooting for me. You're not rooting for
him? He was all over the board, man. And that's what made me, that's why, like, my brain immediately went to, like, did somebody put him up to this? Because, like,
maybe.
Why did he just come guns a-blazing for Shador Sanders after Shador really didn't say anything wrong? I think another layer of why, like, because even, like, you know, I get asked, and, like, people locally are like, well, who cares what the third round quarterback back has to say anyway, like, it's going to be Dylan Gabriel. Like, Shador's newsworthy because your owner before the season started said that his coaching staff knows that it's important to see both rookies this year. So it's notable because this is a guy that could start games for you this year. You see the headline that came out a couple weeks ago when the Browns were getting ready to play the Ravens that Shador didn't want to be in Baltimore because he wants to play. Like, there's a parallel universe where Shador Sanders making his NFL debut this weekend because Lamar Jackson, all signs are pointing to, is not going to be able to go with the Baltimore Ravens. Like, this is a guy, even though he's the third string quarterback right now and he was a fifth round pick and the draft slide happened, he's closer to getting on the field than a lot of people realize. Like, you guys realize that if they give you Dylan Gabriel, like everybody's clamoring for, you're a snap away from seeing Shador Sanders.
You're 100% right. It's the whole, like, be ready and stay ready type thing that the backup quarterbacks have to have. I have no idea where this came from for Rex Ryan, other than it seems like he has a personal vendetta against Shador Sanders. Who knows? But what we can say is that I don't necessarily think Shedeur Sanders will be playing this week. Dylan Gabriel may be playing football this week for the Cleveland Browns. But the offensive issues go beyond just the quarterback position, as we've alluded to. I'm curious, from Nick's point of view, from your point of view, at 216-474-0092, who deserves the most blame, or who is more to blame for the Browns' offensive struggles between this trio of people, Flacco, Stefanski, or I'll throw Andrew Berry into the mix too. We'll talk about that coming up in about 5 minutes here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.